So this morning, offering some suggestions for supporting this establishment of mindfulness. And just a kind of a framing again, this style of practice is I would call it receptive awareness. Rather than choosing what we're attending to, we are receiving experience, not directing the attention, but opening just simply to what's arising. Opening to all aspects of our experience, both physical and mental. And this receptive style tends to open us to our habits of mind, kind of the messiness of our mind. And so it's not a mistake when we're seeing that. This is a part, especially at the beginning of our practice in this form, at the beginning of a retreat, at the first times that you've explored this kind of practice in particular, we tend to witness the momentum of our minds. And so sometimes that's kind of messy. And as we go in this practice, we do begin to emphasize exploring, looking at the mind itself, looking at the habits of mind, the relationship to experience, how we are with the experience. Because this is so much of where suffering and stress happens. And so we open back to looking at the mind itself. And yet the entirety of our experience is the field for our mindfulness practice. And so we don't have to exclude or push away anything. But as we go, there does seem to be a very natural kind of movement towards curiosity about what the mind is doing, simply because that is where the suffering happens. And the mind becomes interested in learning about that, understanding it. And so some reminders, some reflections about supporting the establishment of mindfulness. And the basic instructions are what we talked about last night. We recognize, first relax, then recognize awareness, that we are aware. Notice what's obvious, just the receiving of what's happening in this moment, what's the most obvious experience. Physical, mental, whatever is happening. And then from time to time, checking our relationship, the attitude with what is happening. Relaxation is so important as a beginning, as a foundation for our practice. The relaxing of the body as a place to begin, supports the mind to relax. As we actually relax the body, you can start to feel how it affects the mind. And when the mind becomes relaxed, just the natural condition of the mind being relaxed and not tense, caught up in thoughts, worries, concerns, the natural state of a mind that is relaxed is present, is aware. And so this relaxation creates the conditions for mindfulness to be very natural, very simple. And so at the beginning of our retreat or at the beginning of a sitting, it can be really helpful to encourage relaxation, consciously relaxing the body, relaxing the mind. You can do this in a kind of a body scan way that we did last night. We may do again this morning. But another really interesting way to explore this relaxation of body is rather than consciously trying to do it, instead, kind of almost like drop a request into the system. May the body relax. Just dropping that as an offering, an invitation to your being. May the body relax. And then see how the body and mind respond to that request. For myself, this has been a very light and easeful way towards relaxation, rather than me trying to do it, seeing how the system, the organism, can relax on its own. May the body relax. May the mind relax. As the body and mind come into a place of relaxation, we can start to recognize that we're aware. Are you aware right now? Do you know that you're aware? You may or may not have a sense of how you know that you're aware. That, at least for me, was something that developed through this practice. And initially, I knew that I was aware, but I couldn't tell you how I knew. And that's enough, actually. Just know that you're aware. Am I aware? Yes, I know. I know that I'm aware. Don't necessarily know the feeling or the felt sense of being aware, but know that you're aware. So we begin to recognize mindfulness itself. This knowing that we're aware is a form of recognizing mindfulness. And then what is obvious? What are you aware of? Whenever there is awareness, there's something that it is connecting to. Can you know what is being received in that awareness? Maybe another way into that question is, am I aware? And what is that awareness already aware of? This may be any experience, physical or mental. Often body sensation can be very obvious, especially early on in our practice on retreat. Body sensation tends to be strong. And so that may be what's most obvious. The experience of contact with the chair or cushion or bench, pressure, pulsing, heat, coolness, vibration. Maybe sound is obvious. Or perhaps a mood, emotion, a thought is strong. Whatever it is, just being aware of it. Are you aware? Do you know what you're aware of? That's the basis of this beginning to establish mindfulness. We can use these questions. Am I aware? Aware. Maybe take the I out of it. Aware? Of what? The questions are a gentle way to connect with experience, to check in. What's here? What am I aware of? They can be supportive at times, and for some. For others, they tend to create thinking, and if that happens for you, I'd say back off of the questions. Are you aware? And what is obvious? Each moment, there may be something new that draws the attention. And that's okay. For those of you unfamiliar with this style of receptive practice, it can feel like the mind is, sometimes we might think the mind is restless, shifting from experience to experience. But this way of practicing, we begin to have a continuity of mindfulness, that the mindfulness can stay as the attention shifts. So in this moment, it may be body sensation, and then hearing. And then a kind of a mental tension, a release of that tension, a happiness, a body sensation, a hearing. Just exploring, staying connected with this flow of human experience. This receptive style of practice, we explore much kind of the way we make effort, how we connect with experience may also be somewhat different than other practices that we've been engaged in. The effort here, helpful to be really light right now, in this moment, hearing the sound of my voice. Notice the sensations of your hands. Maybe the contact of your hips against the chair or cushion or bench. As I name each experience, how hard is it to know that for a moment? Being aware of your lips touching. Maybe a breath. For a moment, the amount of effort it takes to be with experience is actually really light. It's not a lot of effort to be with an experience for a moment, as I hope you got a sense of as I named various experiences. What is more difficult is the sustaining of that mindfulness. And this tends to be the place where our attention gets tight, or we we tend to over effort in the attempt to sustain the mindfulness. But rather than trying to clamp down or hold on to experience or hold on to mindfulness, a key here is just a kind of gentle reminding to be aware for a moment. In this moment, am I aware of what? Enough effort for that moment. And then do it again. This moment, am I aware of what? Aware of what? Just enough effort to know this moment, and then we do it again and again and again. So a light touch of effort over and over. And so this is, in a way, about reminding ourselves to be present. And in fact, this was the very first instruction Saito Utejaniya gave to me. He said, the only work to give your mind is to remind yourself to be aware. And it is that frequency of reminding. And we need to learn to tune that frequency to the conditions. There will be times when we need to remind ourselves a little more frequently if the mind is a little more pulled into thoughts. Can I be aware of this? Aware. Aware. But as we go, as the mindfulness develops some momentum, we need to remind ourselves less frequently. And in fact, if we're reminding ourselves frequently, if there's already a momentum, it creates agitation in the mind. And so this is a learning for us, how frequently to remind ourselves to be aware. Light touch. We may get a sense of, as we go, we get a sense of the feeling of being aware, knowing that we're aware, and knowing when we need to reconnect, remind ourselves again. Aware of what? This connection of mindfulness and effort, the continuity of mindfulness. This is a form of concentration. Concentration develops in this practice, not through trying to stay with one particular experience, but through being present with changing experience over time. The continuity of mindfulness is a form of concentration. It can take some time to, if you're not familiar with this form of concentration, it can take some time to get the taste for it. Essentially, the concentration is that mind that is stable in the present moment, not being pulled out of the present moment, not lost in thought, disconnected, unaware. But this continuity of mindfulness may be noticing moment after moment, something new, something new, something new, something new. And this is a form of concentration. Concentration of the mind that is stable in the present moment. And of course, the mind will wander. We will get lost. The mindfulness will get lost. We'll shift into thinking or even kind of just space out, not really with thinking, but just not present, not aware. This is a natural, habitual thing our minds do. And while we are lost, there's not much to do about it. And yet, thank goodness, very naturally, mindfulness will return at some point. We don't make it happen. In fact, we can't make it happen. It happens because conditions come together for mindfulness to return. And we can notice the return of mindfulness. At first, there may be a little bit of a delay in the noticing. And yet, as we practice, we begin more and more to actually get familiar with this re-arising of mindfulness. It's like the light comes on. We're back. We know we're back. We know we're aware. This is actually one of the prime places to begin to get familiar with the feeling of being aware, is that moment when mindfulness returns. And so curiosity about that moment, it gives us that sense of what it's like to be aware. And also a wonderful thing about that moment is that it is a moment of effortless mindfulness because it just happened. And so it gives us this flavor of awareness with ease if we're curious about that moment. We may have a habit of, when we recognize that we've become aware, of being frustrated or judging ourselves for having been lost. But every time the mind gets lost, every time the mind loses mindfulness, there is the opportunity to get this taste when mindfulness returns of this very easeful quality, this easeful mindfulness. And so if the exploration can be curiosity about what that's like, sometimes it can reduce that tendency of judging our minds for having been not mindful. And so that moment of mindfulness returning, notice the return of mindfulness. And what's here? What's obvious? There's nothing you need to get back to. There's something that is present in this moment. What's that? Awareness is back. What's here? If you notice that tension has crept in, as it often can, when the mind wanders, it can be useful to take some time to reconnect with relaxation. Maybe using those requests, if that's useful for you. May the body relax. May the mind relax. And then we simply continue. Aware. Aware of what? If the pull to whatever we've been thinking about is strong, sometimes it can be that a thought can arise and it's got a very sticky quality to it. If you notice that when the mindfulness returns, it's like, oh yeah, I just have to think about this for a little bit more. Yeah, just forget the mindfulness right now. I'm going to think about this a little bit more. If you notice that, this can be a really useful time to pick some object. The breath, if that's useful for you, some easily available experience to turn the attention to support the mind to be able to let go of that sticky thought. And so this exploration, am I aware of what? This is the basics for the establishing of mindfulness, but it's not quite enough because so often we have relationships to what we're experiencing that we're unaware of. We may experience an aversion to what's happening or a wanting for something to continue. And if we're not aware of that relationship, then that relationship is really influencing how we're practicing. And so we not only check in to what we are experiencing, we also from time to time check in, how am I with what's happening? What's the relationship to what's happening? What's the attitude? There's four basic flavors of relationship to experience. There are three that are kind of sticky, based in greed, aversion, delusion, wanting something to happen, wanting something to keep happening. So some things are rising and we are trying to find something else. Where's that pleasant thing? And that's a greed. That's a wanting. Some things are rising. We don't like it. We want it to go away. Painful knee. Don't like it. Or there can be kind of a confusion in the mind, a belief that something else needs to happen, the forms of delusion, disconnection from experience. And the fourth basic kind of attitude or relationship is balance of mind. A mind that is basically okay with experience. So we can check in, and we can also use a question for this. What's the relationship? How is the mind? How am I with this experience? And check in, drop that question in. May or may not notice something. If you don't notice anything in particular, just let it go and keep just noticing. Am I aware of what? But it may be that checking in and what else is happening? What's the relationship to this experience that you do notice? Oh yeah, I don't like that. I want that to go away. When you notice that, when that becomes a present or available to be known, that's a great shift in the mind. Before we've noticed that not liking is kind of inadvertently in our experience, kind of pushing us in the direction to try to fix it or change it perhaps. But the noticing of it gives us an opportunity to just rest with, oh, this is happening and not liking is happening. And so the recognizing of the attitude just becomes yet another thing that we are aware of in the moment. This is what's happening. Can we have a sense of being okay with the not liking? This okayness of mind is what Sayadaw Utejaniya calls wise attitude or right attitude. It's a way of being with experience where you can be at ease with whatever is happening. And yet, we don't start with that ease. We have to shift, or the mind learns how to be with experience as it is through recognizing when it is not okay with experience as it is. So we get to this wise attitude by recognizing when wise attitude is not here. Oh, not liking is happening. But as soon as we recognize not liking, there can be an okayness with that. Or maybe there's a frustration with the not liking. Oh, not liking and frustration, can I be okay with that? And so we find our way to this okayness with what's happening through noticing the not okayness. This is the way it unfolds. Simply noticing the okayness, the not okayness, noticing the wanting something to be different or wanting something to continue, it doesn't necessarily make it go away. But we may be able to be okay with it. Can I be with it? And this wording of being with experience, for me, is a really useful framing for being mindful. Sometimes we have a sense of mindfulness being looking at or observing experience as if from a distance. This language of being with, to me, is more like enfolding. So that exploration of, can I be with whatever is arising? And so relaxing the body. May the body relax. May the mind relax. If it's useful, taking some time to actually scan the body. Notice if there's areas in particular of tension in the head or face or neck or shoulders or abdomen, and seeing if there can be a conscious releasing of tension. May the body relax. May the mind relax. And are you aware? You know that you're aware. What is obvious? In this moment, what is being received? Settling back, letting experience come to you. As I said last night, the body and mind know how to be aware already. Can you let them do their job and relax? Get out of the driver's seat. Recognize awareness and what awareness knows. Sounds, body sensations, feelings, emotions. Even thoughts. Kind of noticing this changing landscape of our human experience. Are you aware? What is obvious? How about now? And now? And now? Relax. Recognize awareness. Are you aware? Receive. Experience. And from time to time, check in. What's the relationship? Just occasionally check in. What's the relationship to experience? How am I with the experience? If there's nothing obvious, there's no need to look for it. Sometimes I think about that question as being like you're standing in front of a door and you're ringing the doorbell. And then you wait to see who answers the door. So it's not a digging. It's what's the relationship? Maybe nobody answers the door. That's okay. Just continue. Am I aware? Of what? If something answers the door, we then can know that too. Oh, that's here too. And maybe that's in our awareness for a few moments, and then there's something else. A sound arises. Maybe that relationship is still there. Another sound arises, body sensation. Just allowing the practice to continue with the awareness of that attitude. Relax. Receive. And curiosity, when mindfulness returns after the mind has been lost for a little while. Curiosity about that moment of mindfulness returning. Aware again. What's that like? Aware. Aware. And of what? What's here? Are you aware? What is obvious?